We're doing Tariag Mitzvot, and we're up to Tuesday. If you recall, we were going the order of the week. So now, he brings the halacha of making the blessing Baruch Dayan Emet. We know that if someone passes away, our sages instituted a blessing. Blessed is the one who is a true judge. So prior to making this blessing, one should say, I am preparing myself to make the blessing as our sages instituted, that one has to accept with happiness whatever God rules upon him. And our sages aligned it with the Pasuk, V'avtat Hashem Elokecha. We say in Shema, we're obligated to love Hashem with all our hearts and all our souls and all our money. And this is a fulfillment of the mitzvah Aseh and mitzvah Lo Taseh. That we have a mitzvah to listen to the sages. So when we fulfill what the sages say, we're fulfilling a mitzvah Aseh and a mitzvah Lo Taseh. And if someone loses a relative that he has to mourn over him, father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter, wife, for example, a parent, they should say, I'm preparing myself to weep, to mourn. Over so and so, my relative Shemet who passed away, like our sages instituted the laws of mourning. And our sages aligned it with the verse that says by Kohanim, that he must become defiled for his sister who has not yet wed. A Kohen has to become defiled and taken care of her body. Now, the Rambam enumerates this as a mitzvah saseh. He says that we have a biblical commandment that the Kohanim should become defiled and taken care of their relatives and mourn upon them. Now, really, this is a big machlokas rishonim, whether there's a mitzvah doraisa to mourn over a relative is the first day d'oraisa or not. It's a machlokas rishonim. He's not going with those rishonim that say it's biblical. Divrei sofrim linog miktzat kol shloshim. And rabbinically, it was instituted to have some of the customs of mourning for 30 days. And when one loses a relative, so the Torah limits, this is biblical, what we can do in mourning. The Torah says, shelo yaseh kocha lamit. So I'm preparing to fulfill the biblical prohibition not to shave over the dead. One of the things they used to do is pull out their hair. They pull out their hair over the dead. The Torah says you're not allowed to pull out the hair. You're not even allowed to shave the hair over the dead. And not to cause oneself to bleed like those that are pagans. Like the Torah prohibits. Don't make yourself bleed over someone that died. And cutting oneself or scratching oneself, it's all the same prohibition. And I'm also preparing myself, the Torah says, not to make a tattoo. So that's a tattoo not only over someone that died, that's a general prohibition. You're not allowed to make a tattoo. So that's the biblical prohibition. The Torah says, don't make yourself tattoos. And if the person is a Kohen, so we have the biblical prohibition not to become defiled for any other deceased. That's why Kohanim don't enter a graveyard. The Yomar, and he should say, I'm prepared to do the biblical prohibition not to become defiled for any other deceased. And when we eulogize for the dead, a person also has to say, I'm preparing myself to do the mitzvah of eulogizing the dead. And in the eulogy, I will raise my voice and cause others to weep. As our sages instituted, that part of honoring the deceased is causing other people to feel bad over the person's passing. We learn it out from Avram, who eulogized Sarah and caused others to weep. He's discussed what a precious person passed away from the midst of humanity. And this is part of the biblical commandment of V'avtal Racha Kamocha. So let's just sum up which mitzvot we learned today. We learned the mitzvah of saying Baruch Dayan Ne'emes. We learned the mitzvah of mourning. And we discussed Machlokas whether that's biblical or not. We learned the mitzvah of not becoming defiled. We said that when one loses a relative, so then there's a biblical prohibition against pulling out hair, shaving hair, scratching and causing oneself to bleed, riding a tattoo, and that's even not over the dead. A Kohen has a prohibition of becoming defiled for anyone who is not his relative. And when we eulogize, we're fulfilling the rabbinic institution of eulogizing over the deceased, arousing other people to feel bad over the person's passing. He cannot. A Kohen, if it is one of his seven relatives, father, mother, brother, son, daughter, or sister who has not yet wed, then he has a mitzvah to become defiled. But anyone else, he may not.
Okay, and is it the same for female
Kohanim? So, Bezrat Shem, we will discuss a different time? No, it is not. Yeah?
Is